The playwright Lydia Diamond is not happy about how African-American characters are portrayed on stage. Her complaint is one you often hear in theater, that African-Americans are pigeonholed into playing the impoverished character, the slave, the street thug. So Lydia Diamond wrote a play about the opposite, extremely wealthy African-Americans vacationing on Martha's Vineyard, NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
The family in Stickfly is old money. Think the Kennedys. And yet,
they live in a world that doesn't even know really that they exist.
In one scene, a plastic surgeon tells his family about a time he was in Pottery Barn and a white sales girl followed him around.
So this blonde sales girl, she's just on me. So I say, look, I've traveled all over the world. I'm a doctor, damn it. Why you want to sweat me like that?
And he says, what am I going to steal from Pottery Barn? This isn't unlike conversations that I've had with my own family. The privilege doesn't necessarily shelter them from the prejudice that's sort of woven into the fabric of our society.
Lydia Diamond didn't grow up in a family with a lot of money, but her mom was an academic, and that, she says, gave her access to the privileged and the powerful. So when Diamond went into theater, she got tired of seeing mostly downtrodden black characters.
I started out also as an actress, and I remember thinking, wow, I wish I could be in a play where I got to wear pretty clothes and didn't have to be in gunny sack.
There are no gunny sack wearing slaves in Stickfly, nor are there any drug dealers. In this family, there are two doctors, a socialite, and an artist who's dating an entomologist who's fascinated with the bugs at the beach house.
Your specimens up here are a little different than the ones I see every day.
Specimens?
Insects. I study them. The household fly mostly, but I'll collect whatever, you know?
Sure.
And remember that Pottery Barn scene when the son, who's a doctor, resents being followed around by a salesgirl? Because he is a
well-dressed, well-read, well-traveled person.
But his superiority offends the family's maid.
So they should follow around a guy who works for, say, the phone company, just not you.
With Stickfly, Lydia Diamond makes the point that there are complex individuals within a race, within a social class, within a family, says theater director Derek Sanders.
That different hues of gray in terms of race and class and how they divide is something that is very kind of delicate, and I think Lydia nailed it.
Sanders is co-founder of Congo Square Theater in Chicago, where Stickfly premiered. Years ago, Lydia Diamond said, America has a real comfort zone with seeing African Americans in certain ways. In short, oppressed. So Diamond decided there was enough of that already and said to herself,
I will never write a slave play.
But Diamond says she's loosened up since then. One of her most recent plays is about Harriet Jacobs, a real slave who hid in an attic for almost 7 years.
I've had to sort of back off of my real judgment at, you know, like, well, the last thing we need in the world is another play about slaves, because I think there's something actually very interesting about the way we haven't been taught our own history.
Lydia Diamond's play about Harriet Jacobs is currently at the Underground Railroad Theater in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Over the next few months, Stickfly is on stage in D.C., Boston, and Houston. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.